Hello, everybody. This is a new version of Barnstorming in collaboration with Club for Progress. You're listening to Leonard Cohen's The Partisan, which was the song playing today as I put this together. I'm calling this Barnstorming PA Quick Poke Around the Barn. The idea is to provide both an audio and a video 5-minute overview of things that matter for people doing organizing, progressive, liberal, political organizing, community organizing in central PA and beyond. If you don't know me, my name is Jordy Comis. I'm one of the founders and hosts of Barnstorming PA. I'm also a facilitator for the Hub for Progress. And as you'll hear me say too often, I wear a lot of hats. So without further ado, here's a few things in today's quick poke around the barn, name change idea. You're welcome. First, something you should do tomorrow on Saturday at the Pajama Factory in Williamsport. It's easy to find. It's a beautiful space in the courtyard, so it's COVID safe. The Tri-County NAACP is having an open mic membership drive. This will be a great event with lots of people planned to come. And as it's an open mic, people are welcome to come and share anything in any form, music, words, poetry, dancing, about their perspective on the Black experience in our area and in the United States. You'll hear about some of the great projects they're doing, including African-American culture and history, with a special focus on that in our area and in Pennsylvania, in our region. Also voter outreach, registering new people to vote, making sure people understand the ways that they can vote this year in Pennsylvania. And lastly, public safety and police reform. All of our communities are a little bit different and have different needs. So we're looking at ways to help people in each community help their communities find the way to the best possible policies. For more information, see the NAACP's Facebook page. So if you go into Facebook and you look for NAACP Unit 2348 Tri-County, you can also, if you're on the video, you can see the phone numbers there for Melody Russell and Lisa Williams, who have been organizing this. Next, something to do also tomorrow. Do this if you want to have a full Saturday before you go to the open mic. This is a something you can do from home. This is a rural phone bank with the rural outreach people for the Biden campaign. That includes Jordan Ball, who's the director working for the Biden campaign. Myself, Jordy, not to be confused with Jordan. That's tomorrow, Saturday, September 19th, 11 to 12. It includes training and also a real emphasis on rural people calling rural high potential voters, talking to people about the issues, about making sure they know how they can vote this year, what options they have. If you're listening and you want more information, you can check out the Hub's Facebook page. Also, if you go to this, so we use bit.ly's a lot, so that's bit.ly and then slash and then capital R rural and then all caps BPBA 19. So again, that's capital R rural, the rest of the word lowercase, no punctuation or anything, all caps B as in Victor, P as in Pennsylvania, B as in Baker, A as in Alaska 19. That stands for Virtual Phone Bank. August 19th, I forgot when I made it that it's that it's August, September, not August, but anyway, that's what that is. So please check that out. If you've never done phone banking, it is a lot of fun. This is a really great system. You don't need to use your own phone. It's all automated through an online tool, and it's really uplifting, and we're going to be doing it together so you can talk with other great volunteers. Something to do and also to know about Choose Democracy. Go to choosedemocracy.us. And this is about what we can do to make sure that the efforts by the Trump administration, you know, even though he's way over his head and scrambling, and I think because he fears he's going to lose, he's lashing out and trying to undermine voting and democracy through attacking the post office, through having Bill Barr say crazy things. We can do a lot now to make sure that those efforts don't work. So choosedemocracy.us has information, has a pledge you can take. There is also all of our work in that, and we'll be having more trainings I'll talk about is based on something called the Transition Integrity Project, which is itself linked to the Choose Democracy. You can read that whole report, and I highly recommend it, again, at bit.ly, and then slash, and then all caps, TIP-HUB. So Transition Integrity Project, those letters, dash hub, TIP-HUB, and you can see their report, which I recommend for everybody. This is something that you can do. On the video, I'm afraid that we'll see. Hopefully it looks all right. So basically, the hub is working with our partners all over Pennsylvania to help people who, if you're not doing what you, the most you can do or what you think you need to do to make sure that we get rid of Trump and we get Biden and Harris in office, whether or not Biden is your first choice or was your second or third or fourth choice, he's clearly going to be better than Trump, and he has a lot of positive qualities. You know, no one should feel confident about polls. I know there's new polling out today in the New York Times. I have a graphic here if you're looking, if you're seeing the visual, but if you are listening, basically it shows that in August of 2016, Clinton was ahead of Trump by 5 points. At the beginning of September 2020, in an aggregate of polls in Pennsylvania, Biden was ahead by exactly 5 points. We can take nothing for granted. If you'd like to sign up to do voter outreach, again, you can check out the Facebook, the Hub's Facebook page or our regular webpage. That's hubforprogress.org. Or you can go to this bit.ly link, bit.ly/capital HUB hub- and then lowercase project, and then 44K, 44K. Why project 44K? Because Trump won Pennsylvania by 44,000 votes, and that's the margin we need to more than double or triple to make sure that we get rid of him and get back to, not back to, but start to work towards an America we all want. Just some food for thought. That was, again, Leonard Cohen's The Partisan, great song in the background. The Hub for Progress always needs web designers, IT people, researchers, editors, social media influencers. There's a lot of content and messaging you can do. If you have any interest in any of those, reach out to us through Facebook, or you can email me at info@thehubforprogress.org. That's thehub4progress.org. And a quote to wrap up today's poke around the barn. You know, this is one people like to say that there's a famous saying that the arc of the moral universe bends towards justice. And I like to say that that may be true, but it ain't going to do it on its own. So now's the time that we all can step up. Thank you. And check us out. If this works well, we'll have more of these as often as possible. Maybe every day. Bye now.